what's going to make that person want to watch your whole video. Tell them what this is about. Make it engaging. That first couple seconds is extremely important because, again, they've got endless things to watch. If you don't catch their attention within that first couple of seconds, they know there's 1,000 other videos they can go to. And so you got to grab it quick.
Welcome to the Ministry at Scale podcast. I'm your host, Chad Williams. Join us as we discuss trends, learn from experts, and share practical tips to help your ministry multiply its digital impact.
Part of this workshop, we are going to go through hands-on. And so if you want to get your laptop out, part of what we're going to do here at Sermon Shots, we help churches take their sermons and turn them into reels. Closer? Yeah, thanks. we help churches take their full sermon and turn them into the popular social media content for reels. Think Facebook, Instagram reels, TikTok, YouTube shorts. And if you have yourself long form video from YouTube or something like that, I'm going to walk you through it and we can do it together. You can leave here with a couple clips. So if you do want to do that with me, you can go to sermonshots.com and sign up for a free account. I do have a coupon code that everybody can use it, and it will require you to sign up, but you can cancel it. It's 30 days for free, but it's just my way of being able to like walk through it with you. So if you want to sign up, and then when we get this going, there we go. Thanks. So what else I'm going to go through is a little bit more general. And right off the bat, sermon shots, right? It's more, it is for sermons, but everything that I'm going to go through here, everything is applicable to any sort of ministry. And so I may use the word sermon. I have some sermon examples, but you can think of it in your ministry as well. I'm going to go through why this is important. What's changing right now in social media that's making Reels, TikTok, more important right now than the old way of doing things? And then I'm going to show you how to make those, like what makes a good clip, what makes a good engaging clip. And then, like I said, if you go through a couple of the steps here at the beginning to get signed up at Sermon Shots, we can walk through how to actually do it really quickly. So here's that coupon code if you guys want to do it. I won't spend a lot of time here. I'll move past this, but if you do want to walk through this with me. And then what you need to start is some video. It can be from your computer, it can be on your computer or a YouTube link. And it's as simple as just copying that URL. And after you sign up, just go to create a clip and you'll paste it in. That'll get us started while I go do something, go over everything else. You guys get that going. With an audience this size, it might take a little bit longer than normal, and so I wanted to give some time for everybody to do that while we go through some other stuff. Okay, who am I? So I am the founder of Sermon Shots, and a lot of what I'm going to teach you here about Reels comes from the last couple of years of me seeing this firsthand with sermons. So our platform, specifically on our team, make around 150 clips a week, and the platform itself makes about 4,000 clips a week for churches. And so I'm constantly talking to churches about what's working for them. I do this myself, and so a lot of this just comes from what am I hearing from churches that they're seeing as successful. So, to get us all kind of on the same page, what is a reel? Some of you might, hopefully most of us know this, but what is it that I'm talking about? Reels, Facebook reels, Instagram reels, TikTok, YouTube shorts, 30-second, 60-second short-form video, right? Like the whole vertical space of your phone, scrolling up and down, this is where people are and watching. This is the new form of content. So why? Why is this important? There is a huge change happening in social media. So the old way of social media being post something, if you've got 1,000 followers, how many people see that? 100 people? 1%? 10%? The new way that social media is working is it doesn't matter your follower count. If you post reels, Facebook reels, Instagram reels, TikTok, YouTube shorts, your follower count doesn't matter. And that's what's huge about this, is any ministry can utilize this and see huge growth, huge view counts, even if you have very few followers. And I'm going to go through this a little bit more, but just to touch on it a little bit is the AI that the social media companies have right now have had this for a long time. They know everything about your video. They know everything about you. They don't need to know who's following you, anything about them. They're going to line up the videos to the right person that they know is going to watch it. Your follower count doesn't matter. And I think churches and ministries right now are completely underutilizing this right now, not seeing this shift happening. And this is where you can get a lot more impact right now, is in this form of content. And it's where people are. This is where a huge proportion of people right now are getting all their entertainment, all their news. This is where people are. And this, I think this graph over here on the right is what really kind of drove it home to me. We all know how much Netflix is watched, binging that for hours, right? TikTok alone is just about as much viewership on average as Netflix. That's TikTok. Think Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, on top of that, 4 or 5x that. And this is where people are watching stuff. So if you want to be in front of people, this is where you need to be. So one example that I have, it's a church, but it tells my story really well. I talked to this church a few months ago, and you'll see this church, Passion Church Arizona, has 1,800 followers. Nothing huge, not some big mega church or anything like that. And when I took a screenshot of their last 9 reels that they posted on Instagram, this is what I saw. So in your ministry, if you have 1,900 followers, I would imagine you probably get on a regular post 100, 200, 300 people watch that. This is what they're getting by simply posting vertical format. And you'll see the big one in the middle, 354,000 views that they had on their video. And it was simply just posting and letting the algorithm connect them to the right people that wanted to watch that. And then, even though that's the big one, everything around it, even still respectable for the number of followers that they have. So they are reaching people by doing this. And this is what anybody can do. They're not doing anything special. Anybody can do this. So why? Why is this happening? How? I think these next few slides give you just kind of a good understanding, a basic understanding of how this is possible. I touched on it a little bit at the very beginning, but basically what is happening with the vertical format, with Reels, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, they're not utilizing your followers to determine who is going to see that video. They know everything about that video. When somebody posts that pug video, they know it's a pug. They know what's going to happen in that video. They know everything. And then they know everything about us, right? That they know what you've watched, what you've interacted with, everything. And so what they're going to do is they're just going to line it up to the people that will like this. So in this scenario, say that's the universe of people on Instagram. They know the guy in the top left has interacted with multiple pug videos in the past. They know the lady has watched lots of different dog videos. And then the person all the way down on the bottom right never watches anything related to dogs. He's a cat person. And so they won't show any of that. And then, let's say you got a different video. You've got a pastor, a motivational speaker, right? It all mixes up. That guy who liked the dog video, well, he doesn't interact at all with pastors. And so they're not going to show it to them. So they're going to pick who to show it to and then look at the interaction, the engagement to that video. How is that engagement compared to the average video that's being posted? comments, shares, watching the video to the end, all of that. If your video is getting more engagement than the average, they're just going to keep showing it to more and more people. And that's how you can get 350,000 views like that church with only 1,800 followers, because nothing in that mattered. None of their followers mattered in determining who to show that video to. So, okay. So what gives you that best chance of it being very engaging? The algorithm is complicated, and I'm not going to pretend to know everything, but what I do know some key factors that have worked really well for churches, and a lot of the same things are going to be, that will work for just about any setting, really. So I'll go through my top five. Again, lots of things, but these will be five of my most important. Captions. So most people, depending on the study, 65 to 85% of people are going to watch these videos on mute. And so you have to have captions on them. If you don't have captions, 65 to 85% of the people will just skip it because they don't know, can't read the lips, right? So if they're getting skipped, it doesn't have a chance of more people watching it. Length of the clip. These platforms have some maximum amount that you can put on, like Facebook, Instagram Reels, it's like 60 seconds, 90 seconds. TikTok is a little bit longer, maybe much longer. YouTube Shorts is 60 seconds. So there's certain numbers you can't go over, but the shorter the better. People have an endless list of videos that they can watch, and they're not going to watch forever if you're not keeping their engagement. And so the best thing to think about with these is, how can I keep engagement and a high level engagement? So if we're not, you need to be on topic of what the clip is about, and it needs to stay engaging. No like filling, no filler or lots of pauses, things like that. If you can say your thing that you're trying to get across in 5 seconds, 10 seconds, don't take 30 seconds. Say it in 5 seconds. Say it in 10 seconds. If you have to use 45 seconds, use the 45 seconds. But the key is, the shorter the better. The hook. This is the first 2 to 5 seconds. It's really the very beginning. When they scroll to see that, what's going to grab their attention? What's going to make that person want to watch your whole video? Tell them what this is about and make it engaging. That first couple seconds is extremely important because, again, they've got endless things to watch. If you don't catch their attention within that first couple of seconds, they know there's 1,000 other videos they can go to. And so you got to grab it quick. And so there's a couple of ways that you can do this. Two main ways of doing this is, one is using some sort of title at the beginning that says, what is this going to be about? It can be clickbaity. Think about that in terms of like, what's going to make them be like, oh, I want to watch this video till the end. The beginning part of the content should be like right into the, like no working up to something. It's the main point should be right at the beginning. So I'm going to skip through the first one. I'll just show you this.
I think David realized the greatest trouble you have faced wasn't
so
just trouble.
You see that? Troubles strength. As hitting blessings, like a kind of a provocative,
I think David had a
with a question.
He realized, oh, now I understand why the lion came. Now I understand why the bear came, because the enemy was sending an attack, but God was using what the enemy meant for harm to train me and prepare me for what God knew was before me.
Okay, so on topic, it was on the topic of the title. The title was hopefully attention grabbing. The second one uses a title as well, but it also uses a phrase that I think is intriguing.
We become Christian atheists who say we believe in God, but we act as though he does not exist. And I just believe that God has called us to more than that. One of two things happens over time. Either our theology conforms to what we see in our reality, and God gets smaller and smaller, or our reality conforms to our theology, and we allow God to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
So hopefully you see in those two examples the way to hopefully grab the attention at the very beginning, and then you got their attention and stay on topic, and you can expand out from that.
Yeah, I think David
Another thing is music. So I know this is a slightly contradictory to the first one of captions. People watch on mute. But there are anywhere between 20 and 40% of people that don't watch on mute. And music can really be an important factor in like the emotional feel that you want the person to have when they're watching it. You can trick emotions in a way to kind of like feel what you want them to feel, right? Like movies. In the church space, I use the example of like how churches at the end will play keys, right? Like there's just a driving home a point. They're making you feel something a little bit different. And so here's an example of three of the exact same clips. The first one is without any music, and then the second two have varying different kind of music in the background, and just kind of listen to the difference.
When we realize who God is, we worship him with awe. We become overwhelmed. We become overcome. We become overflowing with gratitude that this God loves me, that this God wants to meet with me, that this God would come into my presence. When we realize who God is, we worship him with awe.
I don't know what's going on. I'm hitting the pause button.
We become overcome. We become overflowing with gratitude that this God loves me, that this God wants to meet with
me. One more time. And then here's one with music.
When we realize who God is, we worship him with awe. We become overwhelmed. We become overcome. We become overflowing with gratitude that this God loves me, that this God wants to meet with me, that this God will come into my presence.
And then, slightly different.
When we realize who God is, we worship him with awe. We become overwhelmed. We become overcome. We become overflowing with gratitude that this God loves me, that this God
wants to
meet with me.
What I need you to know is that what you've done in your past.
I'm going to pass that slide. Hopefully, before that mess up, you guys felt that. I know I do. I've watched that multiple times. Probably not quite the same effect I wanted, given the mishaps there, but hopefully you guys feel that. The music is important. It really gives that different feel. The last thing, faces. Faces are attention grabbers. They really are. The closer up you can be, the better. So in this example, just look from left to right how even on mute, and then when you see the pastor on the left even get really close, like you can see facial expressions, again, fitting to the feel of the content, you can feel that better. The further away you get, you're just less and less connected to the person that's talking. And the closer up you are, the more likely you are to grab somebody's attention. Especially if you have somebody that's recognizable. Very important to make sure that they're there close up. Okay. So what I will now do is go back and I can show you how this works. I'll show you how to make these from your long form content. If you guys have your laptop in front of you, I'll do it with you. Any questions about the content up to now? Anything before I jump in? Okay. So what I will do is open up. Hopefully, everybody that wants to be there is there, uploaded a sermon. You don't have to have it or uploaded any sort of video. But I will walk through. I'll actually recreate one of the examples that's in that in the presentation. So I think staying on the topic of AI, what is being done here really utilizes a lot of AI, and you'll see in the different places where this happens to make this process very seamless, easy to do. AI has really made a lot of this way easier. I know just a couple years ago, making a video like this took hours to do. And now, hopefully, I can show you how to make it much quicker. So what you do in Sermon Shots is you upload your long-form content. Sermon, in this case, is what I'm going to use as an example. You can upload it from your computer. You can upload it from YouTube just with a link. Or live stream it. If you're live streaming the content, you can take out the step of uploading and it just uploads it automatically. I will use this example. This is my church that we saw in some of the examples. And step two is where you choose the design that you want. And so there's all kinds of different designs. I can scroll through a couple just to kind of give you an idea, but basically, you don't have to make any of these designs. They're all pre-built with different layouts, different graphics, different captions, all of this. And I'll show you how you can edit any of this too, but this will give you a good start. So I'll just select one at the top. And then go to the next step. This is the step that utilizes a lot of AI, and I'll come to that in a second. But this step is where you select that 30-second, 60-second moment that you want. And there's a couple of ways of doing this. One is, let's say it's your content. You remember the moments you want to use. You remember the key moments, or you're making this for a church, and you remember that great amen moment. All you have to do is type in the word, and it'll go right to that spot in the video where that word was said. And you can play it from there. Maybe that's not the right moment. It looks like there's two results of this word, and it'll go to the next spot, and it'll go right to that spot in the video. And so quickly identifies where in the video that moment is. So what all you do to cut it, no video editing, all you do is select the plus button of the sentences that you want, and that's what builds the clip. And you can see down here, if you're trying to stay under a certain amount of time, right, 60 seconds, it's a little small, but that says 14 seconds. And you can just keep adding, removing until you get to the time that you want. The other option is the AI suggested clips on the side. And this is identifying the 5 to 15 moments within about a 60-minute video that it thinks is good viral moments. So you can use them as is. I'll show you. Well, here, let me show you what it looks like. All the moments that it found are here. And what you do to select one, click on it, and it pre-selects the whole thing. And you can watch it. It goes to that part in the video. And this is one of the clips that we made. What you now have the ability to do is you can take it, go to the next step, and finish it up. Or you can even make changes. Say that you want it to stop. I don't remember where we stopped it, but maybe it's too long. I think this one was a little long. So, oops. You just unselect the parts that you don't want. My mouse is unconnected, so it's taking me a little bit longer. I'm not very good with this. Okay. So let's just say we don't want any of that. And now it is down to 18 seconds. If it's good, if that's the moment you want, all done, all you have to do is hit next. And this is where it puts it all together. So it's taking that 18-second clip, cutting it, putting it inside of the template that we chose in step two, and then we'll be able to preview it. For an 18-second video, it shouldn't take longer than 20 seconds. There we go. Then
we become Christian atheists who say we believe in God.
Right, so you can preview it there then. So this is one of those moments. You can now change anything you want. Say it's good, you like it, done. You can download it and it's good to go. You can change the colors if you want to simply by selecting from here. Let's just say you want to try to match the colors of the background in some way. I won't go through all that, but you have the ability to do that. You can change the fonts. You can upload your own fonts to change that out. It will add your logo automatically. You can turn it on and off if you don't want it. Gone. You can move it. And then here's the music part. So this is where you can add all that music. Those examples that I had are in here for you to use, but then you can also upload your own. And then one of the key things, this may not pertain as much to the ministries here, but if we have churches, you may have a pastor who moves around a lot, right? Pacing the stage. And a lot of churches don't have a camera person moving around. And so this feature here, when you turn it on, fortunately, my church does move with my pastor, so this isn't the greatest example for that. But you turn that on, and it'll automatically move with. This vertical space that you have is a very small amount of space. And more often than not, if your pastor's not on the podium at all times, he's moving off the side a lot. And so this feature, if you turn it on, will just move around with the pastor as he moves. Other things that you can do, you can add more text boxes, you can adjust the captions, colors, and things like that, and you can adjust, you can zoom in and out. If you've got a really high quality video and your pastor is a little too far away, you can zoom in. Like I said, close-up faces is good. You can zoom in and be even closer. And if you have what you like, you can then preview what it's going to look like on these platforms. So if anybody has created one before, you've probably, if you're anything like me, have made this mistake. You post and the words get mixed up behind all that stuff that Facebook and Instagram adds, right? And then it's like, well, that's pointless. Well, you can now work with this and you can move the text around and make it, you know, the space that you have to work with right there. And so you can preview what it looks like on these platforms before you download. You hit download, and in 30 seconds, you've got it on your computer, and you can share it to any of those platforms. So that's making one clip. You can see how, if you're making a bunch of these, let's a sermon, any sort of long-form content may have 5 to 15. You could post one or two of these things a day, and just you go back and forth, and within what used to take about the length of creating one of these, you could have a week's worth of content. If you have that sort of long-form content, you could create multiple pieces to put on Reels and TikTok. And you can even, I'll just show one more thing. Let's say you didn't like the design you chose and you want to try something different. You click on a different one and it pre-builds it with that, with your clip already in there. And you can switch it out for a different design and post it. Maybe you post one on Instagram and a different one on Facebook.
So thank you so much for listening to Ministry at Scale. Until next week, keep learning, keep growing, and keep impacting your world for Christ.